The winds of change blow in our lives anytime we yield our hearts and lives to the living God. This event was one of those times. Winds of change. Gray, cold winter of empty boughs that shake in the wind. I fist old grandmotherly hands, gloveless and cold, into coat pockets. A woman approaches and pulls on my arm, asking for help. Seemingly desperate and frightened, she begs me to pray for her. I smell alcohol and stale smoke and mostly despair. We join cold hands to cold hands and cling to each other's lives in the wind. She tells me of her sins, the power of her addictions. I tell her of my God, the power of his forgiveness, the depth of Christ's love. We pray in the wind in that lonely place. My words, her tears, later her words, my tears, our prayers mingle in the wind. She receives God, forgiveness, and new life. I receive her hug, her sisterhood. At last, we laugh, promising to keep in touch, exchanging phone numbers written on paper scraps in the buffeting wind of that blessed place. She walks away, turning back once to wave. She smiles and is gone. I wave too, turn, and then look at my hands. Odd, I think, they now feel strangely warmed. I smile into the vastness of God's love and face the wind.
I pray that Carol's short story about the winds of change will remind you that our life is in God's hands. No matter how cold and hard the times are, we rest in the hands of God. There are always opportunities to reach out to someone in need. It does not need any special training to help someone. All you need is a heart willing to share. If you share, Jesus will do the rest.